The South Asian region of India and Pakistan is home to nearly 1.4 billion people with great potential for economic growth. But instead of capitalizing on this potential, the two nuclear-armed nations have seen tensions rise in recent years, particularly over the disputed region of Kashmir and the November 2008 terrorist attacks in India's financial hub, Mumbai. The Heritage Foundation's Lisa Curtis says, despite renewed hopes of peace with a new Indian government, another terrorist act could easily derail the peace process.
If there is some kind of major terrorist attack in India, I think we can expect a tougher response from a Modi-led government than we saw under Manmohan Singh. I think Manmohan Singh went out of his way to, try to have peace with Pakistan. Some people would say he was expressed too much forbearance toward Pakistan, particularly after the 2008 Mumbai attacks.
Pakistan-based militants killed 166 people during the three-day siege, and then Prime Minister Manmohan Singh alleged the Pakistani government supported the terrorists. Islamabad denied any involvement. Brookings Institution's Michael O'Hanlon says both countries should move past what happened.
This is a moment, an opportunity, where we have to be willing and hope our Pakistani and Indian friends are willing to move forward and not just keep remembering and reciting past transgressions, but to see an opportunity here for two great nations on this earth to find a way to cooperate. So this is a new opportunity, and if they can focus on their common agenda in building a strong South Asian economic zone, I think all things are possible.
There are religious and nationalist extremist groups on both sides of the border who favor a tough approach over friendly relations. Since India and Pakistan have fought three wars since their 1947 independence from Britain, analyst Lisa Curtis says the militaries, particularly Pakistan's army, may hold sway on bilateral ties.
Even if, both civilian leaders have an interest in moving forward, there's simply other issues at play, and that is the military role, particularly the Pakistan military role, and where they want to see relations go.
Still, analysts say, with cultural exchanges, stronger trade ties, and people-to-people contacts, Islamabad and New Delhi can together capitalize on the growing potential of the region. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.